Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Your podcast today is Basic Pronunciation Practice, Part 2. We'll be covering the pronunciation and some interactive English from the second half. So, thank you for joining me today. We'll get right to the podcast. Thank you guys for all your help. I couldn't have organized this event without you. You're welcome. There's no way that one person could do all the work and get it done on time. It's a pleasure to help. I really think that the concert will be a success. Yep, I've heard that the community is buying a lot of tickets. The way things are going, we'll be able to raise all the money we need for our health and safety campaign. Let's hope so. We've tied up the loose ends, so that's it. I can't believe the concert is in 2 days. Me neither. Talking on the radio and to the newspapers made all the difference, Liz. Well done for that. I think so too. I'm looking forward to seeing the money come in so we can afford a great health campaign. Okay, I'm going to go over the sentences in the last half of the podcast, and then you can do a little bit of work with some interactive sentences. So let's start with Liz when she says, let's hope so. Let's hope so. The so at the end of the sentence is something that we use quite a lot in English, and it's a short way of referring back to the subject that you've mentioned. So it's like saying, let's hope that that takes place. Let's hope that we do have enough money for a good health and safety campaign. Of course, it's much quicker to just say so instead of repeating all of that subject. Let's hope so. Now, the next phrase is something that I've been over before in a previous podcast, to tie up loose ends, or to tie up the loose ends. You can actually get a mental picture of perhaps lots of strings or threads of cotton hanging. They're not tidy, they're loose, they're not part of anything. So the phrase really means you tie up all these spare pieces together so that they're neat and so that they make sense. And this really refers to finishing a project and completing that project. We've tied up the loose ends. So that's it. I can't believe that the concert is in 2 days. I can't believe that. That's a great way to start a sentence. It's very common usage. It just shows surprise. You could say I'm surprised that, but the most common way of expressing your surprise or slight disbelief is I can't believe that. Now, just a little point about this sentence. Generally, in the United States, they don't use the word that as much as we do in English. In the podcast, I actually missed it out. I put, I can't believe the concert is in 2 days. In England, we're more likely to say, I can't believe that the concert is in 2 days. So there is a slight difference between the American usage and the English usage. Peter replies, me neither. Me neither is just like saying me too, but it's in the negative. When somebody has said something in the negative and you are agreeing with them, you feel the same way. You don't say me too, you say me neither. For example, if somebody says, I don't like chocolate cake. If you feel the same way, you can say me neither. They don't agree with the new tax laws. They don't agree with the new tax laws. Well, if you also don't agree with the new tax laws, you can say me neither. Me neither. Peter continues by saying, talking on the radio and to the newspapers made all the difference, Liz. Well done for that. To make all the difference. This phrase can be used to describe that an action that took place made the positive difference or the desired difference, the desired outcome. It can also be used for the negative as well. For example, you could say, he didn't study enough for his math exam, and that made all the difference. He didn't study enough for his math exam, and that made all the difference. So you're obviously implying that because he didn't study enough, he didn't get a good enough grade. We'll be looking at that sentence for your interactive work. Liz finishes by saying, I think so too. I think so too. If you want to just add something to a conversation, if you're in agreement with what someone has said, I think so too sounds very native. I'm looking forward to seeing the money come in. Well, of course, aren't we all? I'm looking forward to seeing the money come in, so we can afford a great health campaign. So we can afford a great health campaign. The verb to afford means to have enough money for something. To have enough money for something. Okay, let's go straight into our interactive sentences for the day. We're going to be using the sentence that Peter said, talking on the radio and to the newspapers made all the difference, Liz. I would like this sentence to use gerunds. Remember what those are? They are the ing ending of verbs, the ing ending. Now, instead of just using one gerund, I would like you to use two to form the next sentence. The first verb is to diet, and you'll have to put that in its gerund form, the ing ending, to diet. And then the second verb is to exercise. And then you'll simply finish with made all the difference. Let's see what you come up with. Okay, and so that new sentence should say, dieting and exercising made all the difference. Dieting and exercising made all the difference. Okay, in your second sentence, you will use two other verbs. The first one is to read, and the second one is to listen. That will be followed by to English. So that's your object. And then the last part of the sentence have in the present tense. So instead of saying made all the difference, put it in the present tense. I'll give you a few seconds to come up with that sentence. Okay, and that sentence should say, reading and listening to English make all the difference. Reading and listening to English make all the difference. So if you have any questions about those sentences, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And for now, I'll just finish by giving you a second reading of the podcast. Thank you guys for all your help. I couldn't have organized this event without you. You're welcome. There's no way that one person could do all the work and get it done on time. It's a pleasure to help. I really think that the concert will be a success. Yep. I've heard that the community is buying a lot of tickets. The way things are going, we'll be able to raise all the money we need for our health and safety campaign. Let's hope so. We've tied up the loose ends, so that's it. I can't believe the concert is in 2 days. Me neither. Talking on the radio and to the newspapers made all the difference, Liz. Well done for that. I think so too. I'm looking forward to seeing the money come in, so we can afford a great health campaign. Well, thanks for joining me today. Join me again soon for another podcast. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.